Hello and welcome to Cleveland Browns News. I'm your host, Rob O'Reilly. A thrilling game came down to the wire and showed that we can go toe-to-toe with a playoff team. Would have been nice to win, but, you know, just as nice to... which almost as nice to maintain a better draft pick in what was ultimately a meaningless game. Speaking of draft picks, we now have the 17th pick in the draft, and the at a mock draft I went to, they had us taking Jeffrey Simmons, defensive tackle from Mississippi State. Most of the top half of the NFL draft is, or first round of the NFL draft is defensive linemen and defensive players, which is apparently what the Browns need. So it's a good year to have kind of like a middle first round pick, because honestly, I think outside of Nick Bosa, there's really no one that's sets themselves apart. It's all kind of marginal difference between all these defensive linemen, and I trust that John Dorsey will pick a good one if that's the direction he goes in. But so let's talk about the game a little bit. I really was very annoyed at that fumble that the Browns returned for a touchdown, only to have it blown dead immediately. I could tell even watching it live that it was a fumble, and apparently the refs couldn't do that. They had to immediately blow that one dead so it wouldn't play out. Like, if you're a ref, unless you're sure it's not a fumble, don't blow your whistle, because, you know, let it play out, and then then you're going to review it anyways because it's a score. So it's like if when you're playing pickup basketball and someone calls some BS thing just to stop a fast break, it's like, and they go, oh, okay, oh, yeah, okay, I take it back. Yeah, well, I didn't mean to stop the play. It's like, oh, okay, well, now that we don't have a fast break where we were clearly going to score, okay, cool, thanks. It would have completely changed the outcome of the game probably had that been called correctly. But a lot of unbelievable plays. Njoku had a great game. He had two really great catches, one that didn't count, but it was very close to counting. Mayfield was 23 of 42. He had 376 yards. Did have three turnovers, though, but he had a great game overall, and Tony Romo was praising him after the game, saying what a pick that was. And I thought all of our receivers played well. Callaway, Berryman, Landry did have one drop, but other than that, played well. And we do need a new kicker next year for sure. Joseph missed another field goal, another easy one. I saw that Zane Gonzalez, meanwhile, hit a 55-yard clutch field goal at the end of the Arizona game. Obviously we got rid of him for good reason. But the Steelers missed the playoffs, which shocks me, honestly, all the talent they have. I think I said this in one of my first Browns podcasts, but they just have horrible coaching. There's so much talent on that team. Yeah, like the best receiver in the game, a very good quarterback, actually two or three of the very, you know, the whole receiving corps is very good, and the defense is great. It's just like they just can't. They always play down to their competition, which is a sign of bad coaching. But in terms of what to do going forward with our coaching, our combination of head coach Greg Williams and offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens went 5-3 after the firings of Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley, which is a very good record. I mean, extrapolated, that'd be a 10-6 record, which makes the playoffs. So I'd be happy to run it back. I'd also be happy with Freddie Kitchens assuming the head coaching role and, you know, either demoting Greg Williams or if he's not happy with that, finding a new defensive coordinator. But I could see Freddie Kitchens getting a head coaching offer somewhere, if not here. So, you know, I mean, I guess if that happens, maybe he can leverage it, or I'm not sure what John Dorsey's saying. I trust John Dorsey to make the right decision, but unless we're getting some really stud coaching candidate like Lincoln Riley, I prefer to just keep what we have right now. And I feel like John Dorsey is probably the type of person to do that too. But man, what a setback Hugh Jackson gave us at the beginning of the season. We probably would be in the playoffs without his horrible decision making, like starting Tyrod Taylor. I said on that on an earlier podcast, I said if Baker Mayfield starts against the Saints, we'll win, and if he doesn't, we'll lose. I was close; we tied. But, anyways, the some great picks from John Dorsey this year. Callaway had a really nice run back, and very excited to see who he picks in the next draft. And I think we're gonna make the playoffs next year. I looked at our schedule, and they don't have the when we play teams, but we have the list of teams. So we'll be home against the Buffalo Bills, win, Miami Dolphins, win, Los Angeles Rams, loss, Seattle Seahawks, probably loss, could go either way, Tennessee Titans, see that as a win, Ravens, win, Bengals, win, Steelers, could go either way, and then we're away against the Patriots, loss, Jets, win, Cardinals, win, Broncos, could go either way, 49ers, win, Ravens, could go either way, Bengals, win, and then Steelers, probably a loss. So just in what I just pointed out, I had 9 wins and then a few could-go-either-way games, which I think isn't, you know, easy enough schedule to make the playoffs for sure, assuming the team keeps playing as well as they're playing now. All right, well, that's all for this week. Please subscribe.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.